Lawmakers and union leaders are raising concerns about practices at the Federal Mine Safety and Health Administration, or MSHA, amid an increase in coal fatalities. As Becca Schimmel reports, officials are asking questions about MSHA's compliance assistance program.
West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin told MSHA he's heard, quote, alarming reports about how the agency is implementing its new compliance assistance program. In a September 7th letter, Manchin wrote that he's heard of miners being denied the ability to assign a representative to accompany MSHA inspectors and that those inspectors have been instructed to leave their credentials behind before inspecting a mine. United Mine Workers Communications Director Phil Smith says without their credentials, MSHA inspectors essentially become tourists in the mine.
It means that they can't enforce the law, and it means that they are at a disadvantage when it comes to pointing out serious and significant issues in the mines, and we think that's a real problem.
MSHA started the Compliance Assistance Program in June to address the increase in mining injuries and fatalities, particularly among young miners. 12 coal miners have already been killed on the job this year, 8 of them in West Virginia and Kentucky. Senator Manchin is asking for details on how the program is being implemented. His office did not return requests for comment. Celeste Monfortin is a former MSHA official and occupational health researcher at George Washington University and Texas State University. She says Manchin's letter echoes similar concerns the UMWA raised in July.
Seems like in that time period when the UMWA raised this as a concern that their questions would have been answered by now, you know, like what's taking so long to like get to the bottom of it.
MSHA declined an interview request, but a spokesperson issued a brief written statement saying the assistance program, quote, does not compromise MSHA's ability to conduct mandated inspections, end quote. However, MSHA says personnel who conduct compliance assistance visits are not considered authorized representatives or inspectors. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Becca Schimmel in Bowling Green, Kentucky.
The Ohio Valley Resource is a public media partnership covering the region's economic transition and is made possible with support from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and WEKU.